Hey folks, how you doing? Happy Thursday. Graham here, coming to you live from France. I'm in Lyon today, having a café crème in center of Lyon. About to pick up a car and drive to my home in the Haute-Loire. And it's actually raining here today, so boom. Hey, just do well. Hey, in a couple of moments, I just want to share something that I've been thinking and meditating on for the last few days. I actually want to do a three-part series on the desires of God, how God wants to change our desires. So jump into that in a moment. Hey, I'm going to be speaking in France this coming weekend in the Haute-Loire, and then doing something in Lyon later next week. So any of my friends in France, love to connect with you there. I've got a crazy person shouting I'm here, but that's okay. That's friends. Good. Hey, let me take you on a quick journey, and I really just want to introduce this subject today. But I've been thinking this last 2 or 3 days a lot, that one of the most important things that God does when we become a believer is He changes our desires. And I've probably been on this journey myself, and as a pastor, I'm constantly helping other people on this journey as well. We're trying to make change in our lives, or we're trying to please God. We're trying to choose the right thing, not the wrong thing. Trying to get rid of habits, trying to live the way God wants us to live. And I think so often we get locked into thinking that where we're missing it is that we lack the willpower, the enabling, we lack the force, if you will, to do the right thing. When I really want you just to think about this today, and again, I'm going to come back tomorrow with some more thoughts on this. I think if you really think about it, the bottom line to every failure we have, it really comes down to desire. Yeah, the Apostle Paul put it this way in Romans 7. He said, "The thing I should do, I don't do, and the thing I shouldn't do, I want to do." And I think so often we're in that place there where it's not even so much the issue that we lack the ability to do something. We simply don't lack the desire to do it. You know, in the Old Covenant, God comes to the people of Israel and He gives them, says exactly, this is how you should live. This is how things will go well if you live my way. This is how things will go badly if you don't live my way. And yet they kept failing and all that. And in a way, God's answer to them was, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to take my laws and write my laws on the tablet of your heart. And that's really what happens in the New Testament. And I think God wants us to, I think that's something that's happened to us in Christ, but I think we can learn, I think we can grow in that. I think we can allow the desires of God, the desires of heaven, the desire for good to dominate, if you will. God wants to fill us with a desire. God wants to, I believe, align our desires with His desires. You know, so in one sense, we live by doing everything we want to. We live by doing every single thing we want to. I think it was Augustine who simply said, like, love God and do whatever you want. Now, pouring with rain here right now. I know that sounds weird in a way, but I think Jesus did every single thing He wanted to do. And I think He wants us to live that way. So I just want you to think about that today. I'm going to come back tomorrow with some more practicals on this. Let me read a scripture just to get you going on this. Psalm 40 verse 8 says, I delight to do your will, O Lord my God. Yes, your law is written within my heart. Come on. I just want you to meditate on that today, as I'm going to be doing. I delight to do your will because your law is written within my heart. Could it be that if we're not desiring to do God's will, the real challenge, the problem is that His law hasn't been written within our hearts? Could it be that we desire to do God's will to the measure that His law is written within our hearts? Could it be there are two Christians who both are born again, both love God, both filled with the Holy Spirit, and one delights to do God's will much more than another? Why? Because he's engaged much more with the law of God within his heart. So again, I want to take you on this journey this week. And I'm just really excited about this because I want to live in a way where I'm free to do every single thing I want, but I only want to do the things the King wants me to do. Boom, selah. Thanks for watching, guys. Share this video, check out the links below, and drop me a line, and I'd love to connect with you soon. It is pouring down cats and dogs here in France, so bye for now.